Wednesday the 9th of June, Kof Zayin Sivan, Rabbi Daniel Kleinman, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin.
Morning everyone. It's a pleasure to be here, literally and figuratively. Last time I was supposed to be here, I was really, really undisposed, and I was zeichet to listen. You know, we get trained to say that because we live in the Western side. I was lucky. I wasn't lucky. I was zeichet, Baruch Hashem. There's no such thing as lucky, but even lucky is a concept which applies to goyim. And I had a terrible accident, and I'm zeichet. I had a skiing accident last time I was supposed to be here. And I was basically, when I was supposed to be, I was unconscious and in a very bad state. And Baruch Hashem, I think one of the reasons I was zeicher was because I have people like Talmidim willing to listen to what I have to say, and places like the Torah way, which I'm able to bedash and barabim and work on a sugya and give it over. And therefore, I was zeicher. It wasn't my own schus. It was the schus atzibur that I really felt that I was zeicher. And I made a suda seidah, and I said that I felt very much a gratitude to Talmidim and people who listen to the Torah, which I have what to say. That must be a schus while I was zeicher. So in a heartfelt way, I really appreciate everyone coming and the chance to say a shir. Right, what I'd like to speak about today is a sugya in Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph. It's a lumdish sugya, not so much on Nageret relevant to this week's parasha, but you'll get that before me and after me. And today we're going to do a little bit of a lumdish sugya called Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chari. So the Mishnah says as follows. We'll start with the Mishnah. Mi shechetzi of Eved v'chetzi of Ben Chayrin oyved es Rabbi Yom Echad ves Atzma Yom Echad Divrei Beis Hillel. Which means, Rashi says straight away, we're talking about a case of there were two shutvin who had an Eved, who had a Goisha servant, and these two shutvin, these two partners who had a Goisha servant, one of them came along and was Meshacher his part in the Eved. So they had an Eved. Eved used to come to their business every single day. They owned the business for Shutfis. They needed workers. They bought a Goisha slave. And one of the owners had enough. He was ready to retire and decided that he's going to be Meshacher. He's going to set free his servant. So the Gemara says, Misha Chetziv of Chetziv. He ends up someone called the Chetziv of Eved, the Chetziv Ben Chayrin. He ends up half baked. He's half baked. Why? Because he's half Jewish and he's half Goyish. Because when an Eved, who is an Eved Knani, who is a Goyish slave, goes free, so he becomes a Jewish slave. He becomes a Yiddish slave. He becomes a full-fledged Jew. But the problem with this guy is he's only halfway there. Because he had two partners, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven came along, and at the end of the day was Meshacher him. So Lamaisa, this Eved is only halfway there. So what do we do with this Eved? This half-baked Eved, Eved who's we'll call him half black, half white. He's Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. I'm not a racist, just to make things clear. Yeah? But Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, he's a halba Eved, and he's a half a Ben Chayrin. He's halfway on his way there, and he's ready to go. So what's the Mishnah's prescription for such a fellow? Misha Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, Oyved is Rabbi Yom Echad. He works for his Rabbi Yom Echad, Ves Atzma Yom Echad. And he works for himself, Yom Echad. Doesn't mean he works for himself. He's self-employed. He's his own boss. If he wants, he could go to sleep. So on Sundays, he's going to work for his master. On Mondays, he's going to work for himself. On Tuesday, he gets that split. Divrei Beis Hillel. These are the words of Beis Hillel. That's called Mishnah Rishayna. That's the first opinion in the Mishnah. The second opinion in the Mishnah says like this. Beishamay Armim Takantam Es Rabbi. You've sorted out his master, because his master gets him Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. All's well. Takantam Es Rabbi. Ves Atzmai Lo Takantam. You haven't fixed the Eved himself. Why? Because Lisa Shivchi Yevsher, Shikvar Chetzi Ben Chayrin, Lisa Baschayrin Yevsher, Shikvar Chetzi, the guy can't get married. He can't get married because he's half-half. So he can't get married to a Shivcha like he usually would do, because he's a half of a Ben Chayrin. He can't get married to a Jewish girl because he's a half. So what are you going to do? You're going to tell him not to get married? The Holy has a commandment of Pur Ravu. His half-Jewish side has a commandment of Pur Ravu. You can't just tell him not to get married. That's the whole purpose of a person's existence, to get married, children, and etc. So the Gemara says, Elamai, El Koyfinis Rabbi Voices Ben Chayrin. You force the master to make him into a Ben Chayrin. You force the master, you force the situation, and you tell the other guy, at the end of the day, you must go and free your slave. Okay, he'll get money back, the Mishnah says, there's an Eitzah, the Eved writes a Mishtar and says, when I get money, I'll pay you back for setting me free. He's not going to monetarily lose out, but you tell him, this half-baked slave that you own, you got to let him free, because at the end of the day, he can't get married. Okay, so Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Rishayna seems to be happy with this split of Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays. Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays will work for himself. Okay, I'm not sure Mr. Shabbos will have to give him off because he can't work. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah Achrayna says, no, he can't get married, and therefore at the end of the day, you're kofin this rabbi to give him a getcha. Okay, fine. That's the Mishnah. It's a hard sugya to get in a half hour, but we'll try to get our feet wet, as they say in the sugya, a little bit. Yeah? Comes along the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and there's one specific aspect of the sugya that I'd like to focus in on. So there's a Gemara that says like this. There's a Tosfos right here which says, Koyfenis Rabbi, we forced his master, but Oisoisoi ben Chayrin. The master has to make him into a totally free man. Vich im time, effect Tosfos Akasha. Vichi oimim la'adam chatei, kidei sheyiska chavercho. Do we tell a person to do an Avera in order that his friend should benefit? We don't do such a thing. We don't say that I should do an Avera in order that you should benefit. Generally speaking, freeing slaves is an Avera. Geisha slaves. Because it says, La'olam bohem tavaydu. La'olam bohem tavaydu. There's an isser to free a slave. La'olam bohem tavaydu. You have to work them. And that's the Ruach HaTorah. It's Gzeres HaKosu. The name of the Ruach HaTorah. That's the Gzeres HaKosu. The Torah says, La'olam bohem tavaydu. Always work them. In fact, the Gemara Shaila, hey, this guy who ended up in a bad state because of his shutif, okay, his shutif might not have been Jewish, he might have not thrown, not religious. So at the end, he went and he was there. We freed his half a slave, freed him on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. But just because he went and my shutif, my Reuven went and freed the slave, you're going to force me because to free my slave? Ah, you're trying to gain something. What are you trying to gain? That the Eved should be able to get married and have kids. Okay, but I don't have to do an Avera so he can go and get married. And that brings a riot. He says, the same thing is true. Gabi Hitpik Paspatana. There's a case on Shabbos. If you find that someone has put something in the oven on Shabbos and it's about to bake, not on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and you could take it out of the oven. So he's going to get skila, and if you take it out of the oven, you'll only get a shvus. So the Gemara discusses whether I should try to save the neck of my friend by taking the thing out of the oven. And the Gemara says, no, we don't tell me to do an Avera in order to save your neck. You tell me to do an Avera to save your neck? We don't do that. Yishlam Zotaisis gives a bunch of terutzim over here why we tell the person to free the slave, even though freeing slaves is generally an Avera. Zotaisis says, Yishlamar, Tafka Hosam, Amrin Hachim, Shum De Pasha. Because the only time we say you shouldn't do an Avera to save your friend's neck is when your friend shouldn't have done the Avera in the first place. He shouldn't have put the thing in the oven. But here, it's not my fault. My name is Shimon. I've got a bad shutif of Reuven who's free the slave. I'm in a state. So a Jew is allowed to help me out and do an Avera in order to go and for the bigger picture to save the situation over here. So that's Tesis's Teretz. But the Teretz that I'd like to concentrate on today is the Teretz which the Rajah brings down in Dav Dalet. I want to quote that inside. So the Rajbah says like this. The Rajbah says a teretz to this kasha. How could a person do an avera of freeing a slave in order for the purpose of saving his friend, the half Jew, to go and be able to get married? So Tesis says as follows. The Rajbah says as follows. The Rajbah says. Sorry? Good? Yeah? Okay. So the Rajbah says as follows. Please ask in, Rabbi. See, this is a shir, not a whatever. Yeah, just ask in if you have shyness. Venira, he says. So he says the Rajma says like this. V'achar kosta venira li the shiny hosam kivin the chatziv ben chayrin lespo mishum tavoidoi mishum tzad chayrish shaboy. Rajma answers as follows. The Rajma says that generally we have an issur to free a slave. Very lundish Rajma. Rajma says there's a lot of room for discussion, which we're going to just begin to discuss. But the Rajma says that lo'olam ben tavoidoi the issur of freeing the slave at the end of the day is only a proper slave. A proper slave, la'olam behem tavaydu, type of slave that you can go and work properly. He says, that's the type of slave you got to hang on to, la'olam behem tavaydu. The Rajab says, on this type of slave, who's a chatziyev and chatzi ben chayrin, right? He only works on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. He's a bit like an English worker, right? He only works 3 days a week, right? With tea breaks. And at the end of the day, he's a half-baked worker. So this half-baked worker, there's no isser of the term la'olam behem tavaydu. La'olam behem tavaydu means at the end of the day you can work the guy 100% properly. How are you going to work the guy properly? Because you're going to work him every day. If this guy can only work him half days, at the end of the day, la'olam behem tavaydu, there's a what's it called? There's no isser of la'olam behem tavaydu, and that's why, since there's no isser, you're able to go and free him. No problem. Okay. The Rajba needs explanation. What does it mean that since he's only a half-baked worker, I could say it's for, you could say it's just for, but we need to go a little bit deeper on that. What does that mean that at the end of the day, because he's a half-baked, it's not a little bit tough. Okay. That's what the Rajba says. The problem, first I'm going to ask a contradiction. I'm going to bring you another Gemara, which is going to be a contradiction, which I'm going to try to answer in the next 20 minutes. But in order to answer that question, which I'm going to ask, just to give you the way I'm going, I'm going to ask you a contradiction, but the way to answer that contradiction is to understand this Rajma, which I just said, properly. We'll go into the Rajma, we'll try to understand the Rajma. But the first thing I'm going to do is ask a contradiction. There's a Gemara which the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara brings a story later on, where the Gemara says there was a case of a maidservant, and she was running around town, and she was being mizana with everyone in town. She wasn't behaving herself, and therefore this Amsa was causing a problem. Gemara Daf Lamed Ches, a previous Gemara. Ahi Amsa Davi b'pum Padisha. She was in Padisha Davi. Come Avdi be'in she Yisuri. She was doing Yisuri with people. Amr Abaya Ilav to Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Come Shachar Avdi. Over Basay. Havi Kafinu Le Larabo Lamore. I would have forced the master to go and free her. She says, listen, if not for the problem, I'd be over in Israel. Abaya says, I'd force the master to free her, and then she'd get married, and her husband would look after her and how, yeah, and therefore she wouldn't go, would be running around town. So therefore he says, if I have the ability and there wouldn't be an Isser, I would. That's what Abaya said. Remember that name, Abaya. That's going to be important over here. Abaya said, if there wouldn't be a problem of an Isser over here by this woman, I'd force the master to go get her husband. So the Gemara, hey, 1 second. Abaya, don't you hold of the Gemara that says that there was a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschoirin, who was doing an Isser, and we forced the master to go and free her? That's the Gemara's question. It's not relevant to Gemara's answer. The Gemara's question on Abaya was, aren't you aware of this Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschoirin, this half-baked Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschoirin that was running around town, same Isser, doing the same Isser, and at the end of the day, we forced the master to free her? So they ask a question, steer a contradiction on the Rashba. 1 second, the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara, which was the first maidservant running around town, was a full-fledged maidservant. The second maidservant, which they asked on Abaya, was a case of a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschoirin. Hey, Rashba, how could the Rashba say on Daf Mem Aleph to explain the Mishnah that the reason we force the master is because there's no problem to free of someone who's half-baked? Hey, this Gemara seems to say that really there wasn't Isser. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't have been able to ask on Abaya. They would have just said, Abaya was right. You can't free someone. They freed that Chatzi Shifcha, yeah, because she was a half-baked, and half-baked, there's no Isser to free. So again, it seems on the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph, it seems to say that someone who's half-baked, there's no Isser to free. On Daf Lamed Ches, it seems to be that from the Shakal of Ataria, the question on Abaya, it seems there is. So it's a direct steer. It's one of these steers which is, there's not much room for maneuver. It's a very difficult steerer to answer. Because on Daf Mem Aleph, we're talking about the same case. Chatzi Eved, well, the case, Chatzi Shifcha, one's male, one's female, some Mishnayim try like that. But Mikomakom, it's very difficult because there's not much difference. Both the cases are half-baked. Half-baked this way, half-baked that way. And at the end of the day, it's a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschoirin. And one place it seems to say there is an Isser, one place there isn't an Isser.
Is that only in Beit Shammai, though? It's only if it's going to Beit Shammai.
Yeah, but even in Beit Shammai, you have to know the only reason we passed like Bethil
was
being Misachas. Okay. You're saying he might be going Shulah Kalacha, but there's no reason why that should really be telling you that.
Who's
the Halacha like? Beit Shammai?
Bethil, Mishnah.
But there's no reason why, but that's not a riot to whether you should hold it. There should be an Isser on Chatzish, on free Chatzish Shifet. The reason why the Halacha is like Bethil was because we're not happy about not being able to get married. But on the Etzim Shail of whether there's an Isser or not, that wasn't a Machalik as Bishan Bethil. Never argued about whether there was an Isser of freeing a slave. And that's a Zaitig Shail on the Sugi over there. You don't arrive that was the Machalik as Bishan Bethil. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the Rashba. Let's take a step backwards. The steerer maybe we'll get around to answering in a few minutes, but let's move backwards a little bit, yeah? Let's try to go back to that Rashba. So going back to that Rashba, the Rashba says there's no Isser to free a slave who's Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Baschoirin, and the reason is because at the end of the day, he can't work properly. Let me ask you a question. Lechoira doesn't make sense. Why? Because at the end of the day, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, it's not like there was no option here. It wasn't a quagmire. There was an option. Yeah? What was the option? Work on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So, Chfekta Shaila, when I work him on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, I could work him good and hard. I can't work him on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, he's not a slave. So what does the Rashba say? There's no Isser to free him because you can't work him properly anyways. I can work him properly. Why can I work him properly? I can work him properly. He's on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Fridays when he's a slave. So the Rashba makes no sense. It needs Hesber. Right? What does that mean? I'm working him when he's a slave. When he's not a slave, I'm not mechuyev to work him. He's a full-fledged Jew. So what's going on over here? That's the kasha. So there's many ways which are tried to answer. One of the ways which the stifler tries to answer this, he says, is even on the days that you are working him, on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, there's a problem. Because you can't work him properly. Why can't you work him properly? Because there's a halacha that an Eved Ivri, the Rambam brings down in halacha, that an Eved Ivri, it's the difference, I'm comparing now a Jewish slave to a Goyish slave. A Jewish slave, you can't work properly. You can't give him malacha bezuya. You can't give him avodas perech. You can't give him. Rambam gives different examples. You can't go and ask him to clean the toilets. That's avodas bezuya. You can't ask him just to dig and not tell him how much he has to dig because that's avodas v'she'en lo kitzva. You can't give avodas perech. There's many isurim that there are for an eved ivri. For an Eved Knani, it's the opposite. For the Eved Knani, fakert. You're mechuyev to go and work him properly. That's just like this in Isra to free him. Your Isra is when you have him, work him good and hard. That's the din atara by an Eved Knani. So the problem is, on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, I can't work this fellow like I need to. As they say, Kamosha Tzarek. Why? Because be aside, the person, even on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, is a half Jew. He's a half Jew who's mechuyev to work. He's half Jew who's mechuyev to work because today is his working days. But be aside, since he's a half Jew, therefore at the end of the day, you can't work properly. Azay Zok the stipler. In fact, the Mashailah says, one second, the only Isser to work someone, the only Isser to work someone when he's is when he's an Eved Knani. This guy's not an Eved Knani. At the end of the day, you're allowed to work a Jew hard. So why don't you work him hard on Sundays and Tuesdays? He's not an Eved Knani. The only time it says is when you have an Eved Knani, don't work him hard. Faker, the Rambam Dafka says that when you have a Jew, you can hire a Jew. You can hire a Jew to clean the toilets. You just can't do it to an Eved Knani. It's up to Stipler. It makes a beautiful Eved Ivri. So you can't work. You can't work an Eved Ivri, but you can work a Jew. So the Stipler says, yeah, but what's the reason why you can't work an Eved Knani? The Rambam himself says, I don't have time. I'm not going to read inside. But the reason Eved Ivri, the reason why you can work an Eved Ivri, and why you can work a Jew and you can't work an Eved Ivri, is because the Eved Ivri has no choice of whether to do the work or not. He's a slave. Whatever you tell him, he has to do. A Jew who you hire, you can tell him to do whatever he wants. Why? Because he has a choice. He has a choice. When he decides, he's really working for himself, every Jew, because at the end of the day, he's not working for you. Had he not wanted to go into the contract to clean the toilets, he went to clean the toilets. Had he not wanted to do Dover Shein Lekitzba, he wouldn't have done it. So essentially, it's not really you working him. It's alumnus. It's not called I'm working him. By virtue of the fact that he agreed to the contract, means he's really working for himself. Therefore, he says, oh, very good. So this guy, the beauty of it is like this. So this guy, even though he's not an Eved Knani, he's a full-fledged Jew. Yeah? He's not Eved Ivri. Sorry. He's not an Eved Ivri. He's a full-fledged Jew. But you still can't work the full-fledged Jew. Because this full-fledged Jew has no choice whether to work or not. Why not? Because even though, because today, Lamaisa, the Jew has over his head this umbrella called Eved Knani, right? He's not an Eved Ivri because he never became an Eved Ivri. He's half Jew, half Goy. But this Jew, at the end of the day, you can't work him. You can tell a regular Jew to do it, because a regular Jew has a choice to say no. This Jew is a type of Jew that has no ability to say no. Why? Because he has the Eved Knani working over him. He has the Eved Knani over his head.
He's the Eved Knani, he's not the Jew.
Huh?
On Tuesday, he's the Eved Knani. He's the
Jew. Very good. Very good. Yanky, you're 100% right. 100% right. But you're not going to answer the kasha. You're just giving an alternative way, which the Stifle Taka gives. And the disciple says, I'll tell you what. He says, you know what? He says, not only that, he says, if you tell the Jew, what we're trying to answer is at the end of the day, you can't work the guy because he's a Jew. What Yark is trying to say is like this. Even with the fact that he's having an Eved Knani over his head, Abulamais, at the end of the day, the most you can have on a Jew is a monetary hischaibis, right? So even though he's half Goyish, but the half Jew Shabbai will say that he can't work. You see, the first teretz we were going was saying work him b'farach, but you'll have a problem because he's a Jew. Rabbi Yanki's saying no, you won't even be able to work him b'farach. Why won't you be able to work him b'farach? Because at the end of the day, he's half Jew, and half Jew you can't work b'farach. Let me summarize. Let me summarize because I'm going to make it clear now. Yeah, summary is like this. Basically, what we're saying is like this. This agreement, which there was in the Mishnah Rishayna, to get the guy working on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, was a monetary agreement. Which means it was a monetary agreement. It was a monetary agreement, which means at the end of the day, because I'm your master, and I'm supposed to be getting half the work over there, you'll work Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. But if I ask you, Shiloh, what is the guy Be'etzim? What is he? On Sundays, what is he? On Mondays, one second. On Sundays, what is he? On Mondays, what is he? On Tuesday, what is he? The answer is, on Sundays, Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, he's an Eved and a Ben Chayrin together. Be'etzim, he's an Eved, he's a Ben Chayrin, and things. He's not. You're not changing him. You're not saying on Sundays you will be an Eved, on Mondays you will be free, on Tuesday you'll be an Eved. At the end of the entire time, which is all the basis of both of our terutzim, that at the end of the day, this person, at the end of the day, the pshat in the Mishnah Rishonim, was that at the end of the day, a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. It sounds, from the Lashon HaMishnah, Chatzi Eved, you imagine a guy like walking on Purim, that guy's half white and half black. He's not. And you imagine him being on Sundays free and on Monday being an Eved. It's not. From the Shilas which we're seeing, and from the Rashba, we see clearly that the Rashba says, hey, you can't work him properly on Monday, because you can't work him before. Why not? I's a slave today. Because even when he's a slave, Be'etzim, he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Be'etzim, he's really someone who has both things inside of him. He's someone who's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The Tu Re'evan goes the other way. The Tu Re'evan goes the other way. He says the problem is not the days that you're working him. The problem is the days that he is free. Why is there a problem with the days he's free? Because what was our kasha on the, originally on the Rashba? Our kasha on the Rashba was, hey, Le'ilam Ben Tzav Aydu. I understand. He says that you're working him on the days he's a slave. And that's fine. The answer is no. There, even on the day he's free, there's a Chatzi Eved, which is not being worked. So you can't, if there was a real split, so that was the basis of our kasha on the Rashba. There's a real split. You say, hey, real split. Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And you say, okay, I worked him on this half, and I didn't work him on that half. That was our kasha on the Rashba. The answer which we see from the Rashba. In fact, the Rashba is not happy about the work day, and the Tu'ei Eved is not even happy about the free day, is because B'Yisoy, but Etzel, the guy is a mixture of both. And that's the issue. Yeah? Can he put tefillin? The answer is kanashim, so he's not going to put on tefillin.
Yeah.
On this thing, should he put on? Oh, okay. So now the yisoid of this, I'm about to 15% of what I want to say, but let me try to.
If that were not the case, he'd be able to get married on his free day.
Yeah. Oh. Zok the Gemara, it's not a joke, because that's exactly the Gemara I'm going to bring in a second. Very good. Yeah? The Gemara says, there's a Gemara on Dafman base which says, if he gets gored on the day of his master, then at the end of the day, the Zok can go to his master. If he gets gored on the days when he's off, then it goes to himself. Zok the Gemara, Elamayata, Yom Shal Rabbi, Yisa Shivcha, Yom Shal Atzma, Yisa Baschairin. So the Gemara, on Sunday let him get married to a shivcha, on Monday let him get married to a bascherin. So the Gemara, Yisur like Karminan. I never meant that the Yisur should split. Exactly as you just said. Yisur like Karminan. I never meant the Yisur should split. What I meant was a monetary agreement. Sunday work, Monday you're off, Tuesday work, Wednesday you're off. But at the end of the day, I never meant that the Yisur should split. The Yushalmi says, here comes the rigid, the Pesach, to come back to our teretz, which we won't address this year, the Chamed Ches. The Yushalmi says not like that. The Yushalmi says if he would marry a bas shivcha, choshishin lekedushin, we force him to get a divorce because there's a problem over here. So we have machlekes Bavli and the Yushalmi. The Bavli says at the end of the day that, hey, you know what? On Sunday he can marry. A shivcha, on Monday he can marry a bas chayrin. And the Bavli says not. So what's going on? What's the machlekes Bavli? Yushalmi says not. It says yes. And the Bavli says that no, it doesn't work. Okay? But the Yushalmi says choshishin lekedushin. So what's that machlekes about? What's the yusayid of that machlekes? So the yusayid comes up with a beautiful, beautiful pshat. And he says, you know what the Yisrael of that Machlekes is? He says, because basically the Yushalmi holds you could do a real split, and the Bavli holds it's just a monetary split, but you can't really change it. The Yushalmi holds you could actually make a guy into a Bas Chayrin today, into a Yisrael today, and make a guy into a Shifcha the next day, a Eved Kanani the next day. You could do that, a real, real split. How? What's it Taliyah? What's it dependent on? Zok the Stipler, Stipler says, I'll tell you what it's dependent on. It's Taliyah on the Shiloh. Of can a person go and make something hektish? Don't forget we're talking about Yisrael, which is Kedusha. Can a person make something hektish for one day? Can you do that? So there's Machlekes. Abaya v'Rava. Abaya says you can, and Rava says you can't. We paskin like Rava, and the Bavli paskins like Rava. Basically, if I make something hektish to Bedek Abayas, I can't say that something should be hektish to Bedek Abayas for one day. Impossible. If I'm machdish something, it works and it's machdish and it becomes Kaddish forever. Right, and therefore he says that's why you couldn't make a real split. Why? Because like the lashon of Yushalmi, if you would make him into a Jew, he'd never revert back to being a guy anymore. Once something becomes Kaddish, it's stuck. It's always there. A Jew is always there for a Jew. It's always going to be a Jew forever. Hektish, something goes to Hektish. Kedusha is chal. It's always chal forever. Abaya holds not like that. Abaya holds I could make Hektish is something which I could deal with. Right, heck, there's something we'll deal with. I make a split. So the Gemara, very good. Argmar over here on the Daf Memalef, just to answer the stira. Argmar and Daf Memalef at the end of the day is talking about according to the Bavli, but the Gemara, which was talking about the Fi Abayla, she tossed like holes that you can make a real split. You could have a real split. Okay, let's just delve a little bit deeper. What does that mean? What does that mean that it happens to be where the hektish is? You're able to go and make hektish for one day or not? What's that dependent on? So this is Gemara and Daf, which says that there are three things which are mafkiyah midei shibud. If I make something hektish, at the end of the day it's mafkiyah midei shibud. Means even if there's someone who I owe the money to the bank, hektish is mafkiyah midei shibud. Shichur is mafkiyah midei shibud. If I'm a shachar my eved, even if I have a partner, it's mafkiyah midei shibud. Shichur is works mafkiyah midei shibud. And chometz on Pesach is mafkiyah midei shibud. Three things which mafkiyah midei shibud, and that's the yisoy between the that's the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. What's that machlokes dependent on? How do we understand that? So the pashut way we understand that is and this is going to create problems for us. The pashut way we understand that is when I make a behemah hektish, or I make a Yisrael Hekdesh. So because the Chefza becomes holy, so that's the type of thing that it goes intrinsically in the slave or in the item which is hektish, and there's no there's no way for that effort to go off. That's the pashim shot and how hektish is not given in shiba, right? And that's why hektish at the end they always sticks. But be yisoid, I saw and brought down from different achrayim, many different achrayim that can't be. Yeah, and there's many rayas which it can't be, but I'm out of time, so I have to move a little bit. But that be yisoid can't be, because if that would be one of the shaylos which I'll just mention is because if that would be, if there would be a case not like our Mishnah. Not like our Mishnah, which means not that the way Reuben and Shimon had a slave and Shimon went and made Shechor. Let's say the case would be just a slight deviation from that in the case, which means let's say Reuben and Shimon had a slave, but instead of having the slave work in the business, they already had split him up earlier, and they did a real split, and there was no problem. They can do a real split when he's a full-fledged Eved Kenani. So you take him Sunday, I'll take him Monday. We did that before I was Meshachar him. In that case, when I was Meshachar him, Shimon, in that case, it should work. That he should become a full fledged Jew, because like very similar to a case of when I'm makdish a chayfitz, that you should be in a difficult situation because it should be chal, and it's not even true. I'll tell you why it's not true. If I have a chayfitz and you have a chayfitz and I'm makdish with shutfim and I'm makdish, I make it better kabayis. Does it work to be mafkia your ownership? No. If I sell something for after 30 days and I makdish it now, does it work? No. Hekdesh is mafkia midei shiva, but it's not mafkia midei ownership. So it's not true. It's not what I told you, that when you make a chayfetz hektish, but you say, because of the chalos hektish, it's a type of chalos which is irremovable, is not a true statement. It doesn't really work like that. That's not the yisoid of hektish. And that's not the pshat in the machlekes of whether you say hektish could go and be mafkia after a day's time or not. No, that's not the pshat. It sounds nice, that's the pashup pshat, but it's not the pshat. Because v'horai, it's mafkia midei shiva, but it's not mafkia midei ownership, per se. So what is the pshat? And the pshat is, it's not a chiddush by hekdesh, but my application to it by the din Yisrael is going to be a chiddush. And the halacha is like this. There are certain chalosim. Chalosim means something which a change of halachic status which you institute. That's what a chalos means. If it was to be in a dictionary, that's what a chalos means. A change of halachic status. Change of halachic status which you institute. There are certain chalosim which you make which are in your control. And there are other ones which are not in your control. Buying and selling is in your control. You could set it up however you want. But there are certain chalosim which are out of your control. It's out of your control. You institute it, and it happens. It happens the way the Torah prescribed it. It's not for you to meddle with it. It wasn't given over for you to meddle with it. Lamashal, hektish, machlekes. One says, it's not like buying and selling. It's not, you went and you made something hektish. Everything after that is reactive. You have no way of doing it. Kedushin, can you go and marry a half a woman? I'm marrying you, but I'm being Mashiach. I want to only be halfway. This way I can marry someone else as well. Can you do that? Zalta Gemara, no. Isha v'lechatz isha. It was a type of chalos, kedusha, which you make on a woman which is out of your control. The chiddush which we're going to do is we're going to apply this in the next 2 minutes to a Yisrael. A Yisrael as well. We look at a Yisrael as, kedush Yisrael, ch'ben ayid. A Yisrael is a din. A Yisrael is a halacha. It's a din. It's like marriage. A din Yisrael. A person is a Yisrael, it's a din. And the machlekes between Abai and Rava is that din in your control? Can you make it that you're a yid for a day, or can you not make it for a yid day? But the best way I can explain it is, when you have a chatsi yevel chatsi ben chayrin, it's not that shadi sees half chatsi yevel chatsi ben chayrin, that we already got way past that, from the beginning of Shtikl Torah. What he is the person with a dual passport. He has an American passport and an English passport. And both of those passports, at the end of the day, he has to go and respect both of them. But the pshat is both of them are entirely lamaisa. The din is not on half of him. It's he has British rights and he has English rights. And I'll bring you American rights. I'll bring you a raya that's been. I'll just bring you a raya that that's the case. The Gemara brings down. That's the yisoid over here. And the shaila is those rights. It's a din. It's a halacha. It's a right. Is that right? Is that making of that din in your control or isn't it in your control? That's the question over here. It's a din. It's not something which is a mitzvah. It's a din. Is that din in your control or not? There's a halacha of a guy who's a chatzi eved and he used to belong to a kohen. So is he allowed to eat truma? And the halacha is he's allowed to eat truma. Why is he allowed to eat truma? He's not fully an eved of a kohen. Why is he allowed to do that? Right? And the answer is, you know why? Because a Yisrael is not really usher to eat truma. He just has no entitlement to it. So if I have only the entitlement of benefits based on one passport, it's not a problem. Because at the end of the day, I'm only half Azai, I'm only half English or half American. No, I'm fully American. But when there's a stira, when they argue, when there's a problem, at the end of the day, I get stuck. That's the Yisoid. It's Yisoid. It's not Pshat, is that there's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi. You're a full Eved and a full Ben Chayri. Full Eved, full Ben Chayri. But the problem is sometimes they contradict. Where do they contradict? They contradict the marriage, because you can't, how can I marry you as I? How can I? The Gemara says, just I'll finish with this, is that the Gemara says a question, why can't a Chatzi Eved, why do you say he can't get married? Let him marry a Chatzi Shifcha and a Chatzi Bas Chayrin. Similar to the case that a mule who comes from Klaim is allowed to marry a mule. That's the Gemara Shaila. Why don't you just say he can marry a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin? Let him marry someone like to like. Yeah? Good Shidduch, like to like, and marry the two together. Zoktai says, no. A mule to a mule is a new barrier. It's a new existence called a mule, right? A Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin is not a new existence, even halachadik. It's not. There's no new existence. There's someone who has one passport called the Din of Yisrael and one passport called the Din of an Eved Tanani. And therefore, at the end of the day, they both need to be respected. The person's walking around. It's not just he's a new entity called Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. No, it's not a new halachic status. It's not that if we would say it's a Metzias, you say Metzias Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. It's not Metzias at all. It's Kula Eved, Kula Ben Chayrin. The problem is he has to respect both things. That's what he said. There's more of them.
Go ahead. Very good.